Hi, is this Lena?
Yeah, it is.
Hi, Lena. This is Cassandra Bowman. I'm director of housing resolutions at Pitzer. And I hate...
Hello.
Yeah. Essentially, honey, your roommate has reported you for stealing all of her belongings and selling them on eBay.
I don't know what there is to tell. Like, I would never do that.
Okay, but you did. You did, right?
But I didn't. Do we have any proof of the eBay account? The username, perhaps?
Honey, okay, if you want to get all technical, we can get the goddamn Steve Jobs on the phone. I don't know what you need from me with that, okay? I'm here to follow up about the report, okay? The bottom line is that we have internet data points usage of the terminal mobile device that prove that there have been multiple very large transactions coming to your dorm online.
I think there's like another explanation for that.
Okay.
I have a business that I recently started, and it started to generate a lot of money. It's like a pretty personal thing, so I'm like really embarrassed that this is coming out.
I'm sure, Lena. How about this? Let's make a deal. I'll be honest with you if you're honest with me.
Yeah, I'll be honest.
Why'd you steal her shit?
I really didn't. Like, I swear, my business is, like, all online. It has nothing to do
with it. Oh, piss me with that bullshit, Lena. Piss me with that bullshit. I really don't give a damn.
I've never even opened the eBay app. Like, I only use Depop. Like, it's so fucking real right now.
Okay, quit crying, okay? Save the donkey tears for your mama, who's gonna have to buy you a lawyer, okay? Your roommate is very upset and is pressing legal action against you, honey.
Legal action?
Yeah, honey, your roommate hasn't been in the room for, like, months. I feel like this should have been pretty confirmed to you. You should have been like, why is my roommate gone? Oh, maybe because she's upset, you stole our shit.
Maybe this has something to do with, like, the recent string of burglaries, like, before Thanksgiving.
Were led by you, honey. You were the burglar. Okay, stop with this all. I mean, I would never do that. I would never do that. You would.
Cassandra, you're making me really upset right now.
You're making me really nervous right now. I'm literally shaking because you just sent me a goddamn death threat in the mail because I'm trying to see justice.
When I didn't steal, Cassandra, why are you fucking nervous?
Okay, quit the crying, Lena. I see right through it, okay? You can stop that. It's not going to work on me. Like it works on all those men you sell your feet to, I'm sure.
It's a false fucking accusation.
Girl, piss me with that bullshit.
Piss me with that fucking bullshit.
Oh.
Cassandra, let's put something right.
Okay, wait a minute. You don't get to curse at me.
A thing in my life.
You don't get to curse at me, young lady.
Why did housing deal with this earlier? Is what I'm wondering.
Honey.
Since I'm a thief, apparently.
You are.
Since I'm a
you
burglar.
Are.
I look forward to fighting you.
You are a dangerous liar. You are a manipulator, clearly, right?
A manipulator?
You heard me. You heard me, honey. Do they teach those words at Pitzer? Period.
It sounds like you're talking about yourself here. Falsely accusing a young woman, projecting her insecurities upon me. That woman is going into the STEM field at that.
Wait a minute, honey. You're telling me I'm projecting, but I never once called you beautiful, amazing, funny, cool, smart, nice. Like, you're a communications major, honey. That's not STEM.
You might have
gotten
me on that one. You might have.
Honey.
You'll be in my documentary.
Okay, honey. I'm sure your arts and crafts 101 is extremely hard, especially after doodling 4. Okay? Piss me with that bullshit, Lena. Piss me with it, okay?
Okay, Cassandra. I hear you loud and clear.
Okay, Cassandra. I hear you loud and clear. Period. Oh. I clocked you. What's the action plan moving forward?
I'll retire my career as a criminal.
Okay, period.
And I'm going to dedicate myself to giving back to those in need. I think I might turn to OnlyFans. Or maybe I'll get into selling on eBay. I mean, you've given me this bright idea. I wish you the best, too, Cassandra.
I don't.
It's been a painfully horrible call.
I wish I could say I enjoyed it, but I wouldn't lie to you, honey.
I know.
Okay. So I'm
I saw you walking around Pitzer the other day. You were looking a little bit large. Maybe it's time for some Ozempic.
Honey.
And I'm just concerned, too. Since you're so concerned about me and my stealing habit, And maybe it's time to look inside and reflect on.
So, honey, I'm sure you love talking about looking inside, just because you let all the men at all the parties look inside every time. And I'm sure you know a lot about Ozempic as well, just because of how much time you've taken to research it and inject it in yourself, in those flabs. And, honey, I'll tell you one thing right now. So listen up, honey. Get your notepad out and take some goddamn notes, okay?
I'm ready.
If you try to come for me, honey, take it as a lesson, because I'm going to clock you every fucking time. Okay? Take notes, because I'm about to teach you how to school someone. Okay?
If you want me to hook you up with the Ozempic subscription, just say that.
Honey, I'm sure you know all about hooking up. I'm sure you know all about hooking up. Sigma, Ligma, Kappa, Sigma, fucking Ligma Pi knows all about hooking up, okay? Honey, I'm going to call you Bop It, Twist It, and Pull It, okay? Being passed around by every goddamn man on campus.
And so, you're not getting bopped, twisted, or pulled, are we?
Oh, honey, well, let's talk about pulling. Because somehow you pull every goddamn man into your bed, but you can't keep a relationship for more than a month. Oh, period. Yeah, bop it, because you're a goddamn bop.
I thought this was about housing.
I gagged you.
I think we've
experienced
the problem.